At 6:06, it is clear in Tulsa. We are at 91 degrees already this morning. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Oklahoma continues to broil under this intense summer sun. Today's high is expected to be 109.
What really is concerning is that we're not seeing a lot of relief, even into the late night hours. We're still seeing temperatures hold into the 90s to about midnight and only falling off into the low and mid-80s, even in the early morning hours.
That is National Weather Service Director Steve Pilts here in Tulsa. We do have an excessive heat warning for today and a heat advisory from IMSA. IMSA treated about a half dozen people yesterday for heat-related problems. The Tulsa County Commission will meet later this morning and will most likely extend the burn ban for at least another week. Wildfires continue to burn across the state this morning, and one of the biggest is in Pottawatomie County. Residents of the town of Earlsboro are being allowed to return home this morning. About 50 families had to be evacuated at one point yesterday. The summer drought is so bad that in southwestern Oklahoma, Don Hankins has no water in his stock pond.
We do not have pond water and still waiting for that now. The fact is, I've got a pond below my house that has sunflowers that's head high growing in the bottom of it, which I'm going to have to mow, I guess. You ever heard of mowing a pond?
He does have hay this year, however. In the spring, he managed to bale enough hay that will get him through this coming winter. A lot of folks headed to the lake trying to stay cool. The body of a J-man pulled from Grand Lake yesterday. He went missing after a boating accident near Duck Creek early yesterday morning. Three other people were hospitalized following that accident. Mayor Bartlett is pushing the Buy Local campaign to area school districts. He's calling on the districts to buy Tulsa-made school buses. From Navistar.
Locally made. Many of those 1,200 employees are out there now making those buses. They have kids probably in those schools.
He says Tulsa workers have a vested interest in making safe buses, especially if their own kids are going to be on board. A Tulsa mother is in police custody this morning. 24-year-old LaShonda Cummins was arrested yesterday after neighbors say she kicked her 3-year-old down a flight of stairs and then beat the little girl with a belt. This all took place at an apartment complex near 51st and South Yale. The U.S. House and Senate continue the give and take over the federal nutrition program. Now, here in Oklahoma, it's officially called SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but most people still call it food stamps. Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Mike Spradling of Sand Springs is keeping a close watch on that bill.
The difference in the Senate bill and the House bill, especially as it relates to nutrition, is where probably the big hang-up is. In the Senate side, there's $4 billion cut, and the House side, $16 billion. So there's $12 billion difference there that is making a lot of difference the way the legislators are going to vote.
Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas is shepherding the bill in the House and says the cuts would be in administration and not for those needing assistance. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning, sunny and hot today, 109 for an afternoon high. Tonight, clear, 82 for a low. Tomorrow and Wednesday, 111 for a high. Thursday, 110. Friday, 107. National Weather Service radar this morning looking but showing us no precipitation. Now, at 610, we have clear skies, 91 degrees in Tulsa. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.